Okay, let's try it again.
Yeah.
If you were going to get some water from the well, you get that out of?
The bucket.
Okay. And what your mother's dishes were made out of?
China.
And the egg would be a?
China egg.
Okay. And you would get milk in a?
Bucket.
Some people might call it a?
Pail.
Would they be the same?
Yes.
Okay. And the container for scraps with pigs?
Slop bucket.
Okay. And you would fry eggs or ham in a?
Skillet.
Yeah. And the big black container?
Iron kettle.
Okay. And for the flowers, that's a?
Base.
Right. And the different utensils for eating?
Fork, spoon, knife, knives.
Okay. All right. And after you get through with the dishes, if they're dirty, you say you have to do what to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
All right. What would you say that a person does to get the soap suds off the dishes after they've been washed? You say she what?
Rinses the dishes.
What do you call the cloth or rag that you use to wash them with?
Dishcloth.
What about to dry?
Dish towel.
Okay. Do you have a name for the cloth or rag that you use to bathe your face when you're taking a bath?
Face cloth.
And you dry off with a big?
Bath towel.
In the kitchen, that thing over the sink that the water comes out of, what would you call
faucet.
It?
Faucet.
What if it were outside that you took up a hose to?
A hydrant.
You know, sometimes on these portable water containers, there's a little thing on it that water will come out of if you press a button or turn something. What would you call that thing? Maybe on one of these big thermoses, or maybe on a barrel, you know, to get the liquid out of it. No name for that?
No.
Okay. You ever heard people use the word spigot or spigot?
No.
Okay. This expression, if you got up in the morning in the wintertime and you turned on the faucet but no water came out, you might say, oh great, last night the pipes must have...
Oh.
Okay, and if they... Like that, you said the pipes.
Break.
Or another word for if they did what?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, it begins with the same letter. It begins with B. The pipes did.
Broke.
Not broke, but they. Or you say with a balloon, you stick a pin in and it's gone.
They burst.
Sure. Okay. What about a big container? A long time ago, a lot of flour came in it. It's made out of wood with a stage, you know.
Barrel.
You ever seen anything that's similar to a barrel but smaller? I think nails used to come in, maybe gunpowder.
No.
This looks like a miniature barrel.
A keg.
Sure, okay. And talking about a barrel, those metal things that go around the barrel, keep them stays in place?
No.
Alright. Years ago there was a fad. Just about everybody had these things. They twirled them around their waist. Call them a hula.
Hula hoop?
Yeah. You ever heard barrel? The thing around the barrel called that?
No, not a hula hoop.
Well, not a hula hoop, just hoops.
Oh, hoops, no.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call the thing that you used to pour liquid into, say, a small mouth bottle? It's tapered, you know, so you don't spill it all over the place.
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about containers, what would you say a large amount of molasses would come in?
A jar.
What about lard?
A pail.
You ever heard the word stand used that way? Stand of molasses?
No.
And if you were driving a buggy with horses, the thing that you crack over the horse's ears to make them go faster?
A whip.
Say if you went to the grocery store, what would the grocery boy put your